tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Evacuations and heavy bombings in Syria. A twin bombing in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday, with a suicide attacker detonating an explosive belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear, with Syrian state media reporting 19 people killed and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights citing 32 dead. Scores more were wounded. Iraqi forces are sweeping the streets of Ramadi today, searching for explosives possibly set by Islamic State militants before they lost control of the city to the Iraqi army. Republican U.S. Congressman Peter King says while the U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State have had some impact, it has been minimal. VOA's Victor Beatty reports Congressman King's remarks followed a possible audio recording by the ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
King, chairman of the House Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence, says Baghdadi's statements about the 16-month U.S.-led campaign and the three-month Russian effort is not surprising.
Unfortunately, overall, he's probably right that after 16 months of air attacks by the U.S., it's had really minimal impact on ISIS, considering how long those attacks have been going on.
King says in the last several months, it's become clear that the IS group intends to launch an attack on the U.S. In an audio statement that purportedly comes from the reclusive IS leader, Baghdadi sounded defiant in the face of recent battlefield setbacks. The IS leader is quoted as saying, God will grant victory, our state is doing well. The more intense the war against it, the purer it becomes and the tougher it gets. He goes on to say, everyone who participates in the war against Islamic State will pay the price and regret it. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. South Korea.